Galnet News Digest, 22nd of April, 3307. We read the news so you don't have to.
In this week's news, we recap the stories so far of Marlinism.
Neo-Marlinism, a recap.
Following the recent agreement over the Neo-Marlinist refugees from the Madrid conflict, let's look at the recent history of Neo-Marlinism. Is the story coming to an end, or will more atrocities be perpetrated by these so-called Imperial Republicans?
Marlinism has been around for more than 1,000 years. What is now the Empire was created as a republic by Marlin de Val, a distant ancestor of the present Emperor. The Republic lasted only a few years, but the cause of Marlinism, the desire to re-establish a Republic of Akinar, has lingered on, especially in the outer fringes of Imperial space. Marlinists still want to have senators, but they want the senators to be elected and to represent the people. For more than 1,000 years, Marlinism has been pretty much ignored. But on the 10th of September 3306, a fringe group of Marlinists, calling itself the Neo-Marlinist Liberation Army, bombed four Imperial starports, including Mackenzie Relay, in Princess Aisling's home system Semeus, using Thargoid caustic enzyme bombs. These extremists have a pathological hatred of the Imperial family and believe that political change can only be brought about by violent means. 4 days later, they assassinated Princess Aisling's father, Prince Harold, as part of a campaign of targeted killings.
The Empire, in the form of Senator Denton Petraeus, struck back, attacking not only supposed Neo-Marlinist strongholds, but also engineer Liz Ryder, who was implicated in the development of the caustic enzyme bombs used. Systems believed to be sympathetic to the Marlinists were placed under martial law, and a war of attrition was fought not against the NMLA, but against the Marlinist population more generally. The Marlinists perhaps wisely chose to flee, chartering a number of megaships and arriving en masse in Federal and Alliance border systems, where they claimed asylum. By the middle of October, barely a month after the NMLA bombings, Marlinism and the Marlinists had left Imperial space, possibly forever.
Meanwhile, the Empire continued its search for the NMLA bomb-making facilities. Liz Ryder was excused her involvement after it was revealed that she had been duped by NMLA operatives posing as members of her local faction. The Empire next turned its gaze upon LTT 1935, which is, unfortunately for the Empire, a federal-controlled system. Rather than attempt diplomacy, Imperial hit squads entered the system, trying to track down and destroy a facility that even now has not been identified. Federal forces responded decisively, driving the Imperial forces back behind the border.
Shadow President Felicia Winters was instrumental in granting the Marlinist refugees temporary asylum in the Federation. President Hudson would have turned them around and sent them back to whatever fate awaited them at the hands of Senator Petraeus and the Imperial Internal Security Service. But with the acceptance of Marlinist refugees came the problem of what to do with the terrorist suspects found among the refugees. The Federal Intelligence Agency identified 9 likely suspects and moved them to Kepler Orbital in a Tropos for interrogation prior to being sent back to the Empire. And it was to prevent these captured terrorists being extradited to the Empire, and to prevent them being interrogated, that the NMLA committed its first atrocity outside Imperial space, bombing Kepler Orbital on the 19th of November and killing what it began describing as its 9 martyrs.
The Marlinist refugees were eventually resettled in 8 systems, thanks to a humanitarian initiative led by Sirius Corporation CEO Li Yongrui. As the year 3306 drew to a close, there seemed at least the possibility that the atrocities had come to an end, and in February 3307, the galactic community began to see why the bombings might have stopped. A secret Imperial detention facility was discovered, with signs that top NMLA terrorists, known as the Theta Group, had been held there and interrogated. Unfortunately for the Empire, the NMLA terrorists had recently escaped, apparently with the assistance of someone senior within the Empire.
It wasn't until the 11th of March this year that the NMLA struck again, attacking 3 Imperial starports, 3 Federal starports, 2 Alliance starports, and the independent Lave Station, which still has strong Alliance connections. This 9 Martyrs bombing was a supposed retaliation for the NMLA's murder of its own members in Kepler Orbital, and was intended as a rallying call to encourage a popular revolution within each of the superpowers. It's hard to think of anything that could have brought the squabbling superpowers together more effectively. Within days, a joint task force known as ACT had been set up to track down and eliminate the NMLA threat. Imperial Internal Security Service agent Neve Sutonia managed to track down the terrorists to the Madrid system, but lost her life attempting to pursue the so-called Theta Group of terrorists.
The recent war between the Neo-Marlinist Order of Madrid and Imperial forces was intended to destroy the NMLA terrorist threat once and for all. The NMLA faction was resoundingly defeated, and after fleeing to the Marlinist colony in the Hyades Sector RO-P-B6-2 system, an agreement has been reached to vet the NMLA faction megaship, the Steel Majesty, for potential terrorists, and to grant asylum to everyone else on the ship. The leader of the Neo-Marlinist Order of Madrid, Landgrave Delacroix, says he will cooperate with ACT to help identify the NMLA leadership, for which cooperation he will not face the death penalty.
Have we reached the end of this sorry tale? Some of the Marlinist colonists have expressed an interest in one day returning to the Empire, and perhaps that will eventually be possible. More importantly, though, the Theta Group of terrorists is believed still to be at large, and their bomb-making factory, whether it be in LTT-1935 or elsewhere, has still not been found. We can hope that there will be no further bombings, but we should expect the worst.
And that was this week's Marlinist News. Galnet News. We read the history books, so you don't have to.